The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. And when they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power on heaven and earth has been given to me by the Father. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am always with you till the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
This gospel is so important for our archdiocese, so let me just say a few words, hopefully of reminding everyone of this particular gospel being sort of the focus of Archbishop Coakley's whole vision for us. This gospel that inspired our archbishop to put forth this theme, this mission for us. It's really the mission of Jesus for all followers. It guides all of our apostolic and pastoral work that we do in the church today. And it's the commission of Jesus. Go make disciples. Go out into the whole world and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Teaching them the faith, bringing the message of Christ to the world. Some of the elements of making disciples in the church is proclaiming the gospel, this proclamation of the Word of God, the message of Christ for the salvation of the world, proclaiming God's love to the world, proclaiming the truth of how God reveals himself to us in time, in the history of salvation, and personally in prayer. God reveals himself to us as a Trinity of persons. Jesus commands us in this gospel to baptize the nations in this Trinitarian way. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so we are called to proclaim God to the world who reveals himself to us as a Trinity of persons, as a relationship of persons. So let's look at these readings to gain more insight into how this impacts us, the lives of believers. I would say, God revealing himself to us as a relationship of persons, a triune God, reveals a great truth about the human person, that we are called to live in relationship with each other. And in that relationship, pointing and turning daily toward God who loves us. In the second reading, St. Paul says, "We do not receive a spirit of slavery, but a spirit of adoption." In baptism, we are claimed by God as adopted sons and daughters of the Father. We become sons in the Son through sacramental grace. And because of the truth of God revealing himself to us as a relationship of persons, we have our identity through those persons, particularly the Father. To the Father, through the Son, in the Holy Spirit, we are sons and daughters of God. That's our true self. Our real identity, how we're called to live and where we're called to go in this life, to the Father. Consider the beauty of all prayer existing within the presence of a triune God. For example, when we pray, we always pray in a Trinitarian way. We start every Holy Mass in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We receive every blessing in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When we begin our daily prayers, our devotional practices, we always start in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When we need to turn to God, to trust in God, to worship God, or when we are invoking His name, we turn to the triune God. This is very important to our faith. All prayer is Trinitarian. We don't just pray with Jesus, or just pray with the Father, or just pray with the Holy Spirit. All of them are always involved in everything we do, in all of our prayer. It's always a family event when we pray. And in fact, not only are we praying with all of God when we pray, we are also always praying with the church. Even when we're by ourselves, we are praying with each other, because we are never separated from that truth that we are the church together when we are at prayer. Jesus asks his disciples, now his apostles who have been commissioned or being sent out into the world, he asks his apostles to go and baptize the nations, invoking our triune God. Go and baptize, anoint, bless, teach the world about God. Jesus has shown us a power, this power of being the church together. When we are at prayer, in relationship with each other, turning together toward Jesus at this altar, this is the true meaning of our life. This is where we should be. This is where God is taking us, to the altar, to the Father, to the glory of heaven. We are created in the image and likeness of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus shows us every day the beauty of this great love. He has shown us the truth of who we are and how we were created. We are created to be part of a family, to be one together, a union of persons. The one God in three persons who says to us and to the world, turn towards the God who loves you. At times it is hard to see that love. Sometimes we don't choose God. We choose to break away from the family. We choose ourselves or any darkness that comes upon us. I was listening to a podcast today, and this priest was saying, sometimes people actually experience darkness in a real way. And the priest said, the reason is because when we choose sin or we experience evil, it always comes to us as darkness. Why? Because it's void of the glory of God. We can't walk around void of the glory of God the light that should be shining in our hearts and minds. The Father is pointing us to the Son and filling us with the Holy Spirit and inviting us into eternal relationship with Him. Turn to God today with great trust and gratitude, praying in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.